gorgeous friggin' weather. I think I'm going to go home and cut the friggin' grass because it needs it. And then, I don't know, probably get into something that requires lubrication, but hard telling what that'll be.
Oh, my God. What lubrication over the years? What will people think? Well, the weather's not bad here either. It's in the mid-80s, which is pretty decent for this time. Damn, man, it was like 63 degrees this morning. Like the fourth day in a row. I almost felt like I wasn't in Texas anymore.
Man, I was pretty freaking good when the weather's to the point where you don't think you're where you're actually at anymore. That's pretty decent right there. So, yeah, you know, you can talk about lubrication on ham radio, contrary to popular belief. I mean, who knows? Could be lubing up a chassis. Could be lubing up a bike chain. Could be lubing up a double-sided dildo. Who knows? There's so many different things that could require lubrication.
Yep, the world of lubrication is a very expansive one.
It is. Yeah, that's true. And, of course, there's lubrication that has, every lube has different viscosities. Oh, man. I mean, you can be like the connoisseur of lube. You know, geez, am I going to do 5-weight 30, 10-weight 40? Oh, my God, there's so many. Fully synthetic or a blend or, au naturel. Is it going to have... petroleum jelly. I mean, there's just so many different things. And it's all about the lubrication. So, yep, there'll be something going on this afternoon that requires lube. Pretty much guarantee it. I'm just not quite sure what it'll be just yet, but something. So, anyway, other than that,